The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. So for this particular gospel that we heard today, the Beatitudes or the Sermon of the Mount, help me to think and reflect this week. Because we use this gospel a lot, funerals, sometimes baptism, and I heard also this in weddings, and also we hear it in a regular Sunday. And I ask myself, what new things I can say about the Beatitudes? For 7 years as a priest, I've been thinking and reflecting about Beatitudes. It's about giving blessings. And this is Jesus' opening his heart to his apostles and followers about what is inside his heart before they are being sent to proclaim the gospel, to heal the sick as well. But something caught my eye in the Beatitudes. "Blessed are you who have clean heart." And I said to myself and asked myself, what does it mean to have a clean heart? So I look at other translations and made some research. It says clean of heart means what is your heart's desire? Because in our heart rest all the emotions that we feel, whether we show it or sometimes we hide it in our heart. And also, clean of heart means how do we pray? Because in our heart rests the deepest desire of our life towards God. So, it makes sense that this is part of the Beatitudes, because those people who were listening to Jesus at the foot of the mountain, they were rich, they were poor, they were sick people, healthy, young, old, men, women, children. All of these people listening to Jesus during this time, the Sermon on the Mount, were in the same boat, hearing the same message. The mourn, those who will be comforted, those who are meek, that is where Jesus sits in their heart. In the Old Testament, we hear the Ten Commandments. It's a condition. But in New Testament, in Jesus' time, the Beatitude, Jesus changed it. Yes, there is a condition. Blessed are those who are meek, for they will see God. There's always a result. For Christ, Jesus needs to move us to something greater. Jesus needs to move us to something, to be meek and also to be forgiven. So Christ is moving his disciples, so us today, to do something greater. 2 weeks ago, I just got back from Haiti, and most of you asked me, how was the trip? It changed my life. Because there is one very incident that happened. It's very cute, but yet it changed my life. Because this little boy approached me, and I learned a word, a Creole word. Means, the word is obel. You can Google it later. He said, this kid said, obel. He touched my face like this. Obel means beautiful in Creole. So like, this is interesting. I've never been called beautiful until I moved to Haiti. Obel. And I asked Jimmy, whom you know here, because he performed or shared his talent to us. He said, beautiful, or obel means beautiful because they never seen or touch another color. And I said, and the kids were touching and rubbing my arms because I have some hair here. I have a little facial hair, which they were fascinated. Every time the kids follow us, said, obel, obel, obel. It helped me to think, in their eyes, though their situation, yes, there's poverty involved, but in their eyes, they're living in a moment. What I learned about this is their beatitudes is living in God moment. Father Tom, whom most of you know, who we help a lot from our parish to that organization, they're grateful for all the things that we give them. And ask me and pull me aside. I know your group and you are Marlon are so excited to be here to change Haiti when we got there. And he said, I want you to change your attitude. You can't change Haiti, but create a moment or connection to some people here in Haiti, because for them, that is more than enough, and that's more help that you can give. You can't change the entire country, but when that life of a kid that tells you, obel, it's a beautiful moment in itself. And I learned, and how can I connect this to the Beatitudes? Beatitude is creating God moments in our life. Remember when you feel loss or mourning because of the loss of a loved one? For those who are seeking the face of God, that is our story. That story doesn't happen only in Haiti. It happens also in our lives. So what do we do with beatitude? Father Jim, whom we had this parish mission this past week, tell us or encourage us to use the beatitudes to pray, especially at the end of our day, as we see ourselves to be with God. If we see ourselves hard to pray, we use the beatitudes. Yes, beatitude is a blessing, but creating God moment every single time is a blessing in itself. Maybe you can pray it all the time. Maybe you can use it in times of trouble, or just be with God, because beatitude is the attitude of being. Be. Just be present. And I think our world needs healing. Our world needs a lot of healing, but at the same time, we can't change it. But what we can do as individual is be present and listen and learn. Because in one way or the other, whatever we do in life, we will see the face of God. And that's our goal as Christians. How to see the face of God every day. Maybe it's hard to see God right now for some of you, or not, but use the grace of Beatitudes to inspire your heart to be present so that you will hear and see God in every slightest moment of your life. Whatever your beatitude right now, be open to it, because I have my own beatitude. If we put it together, all our desires and heart's desire, God will always listen.